From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Roy Acuff.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely, they'll all come to see you and never, never leave you. Saying you all come and see us by and by. You all come,
they all come.
You all come.
They all come.
Oh, you all come and see us when you can. You all come,
they all come.
You all come.
They all come.
Oh, you
they
all
come and see us now and then.
Kin folks are coming, they're coming by the dozen, eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, you ain't looking any thinner, and here's what you hear them say. You all come,
oh, all come.
You all come.
They all come.
You all come and see us when you can. You all come.
All come.
You all come.
All come.
Oh, you all come and see us now and then. Oh, Grandma's wishing they'd come to the kitchen and help do the dishes right away. But they all start to leave it, even though she's a-grieving, you can still hear Grandma say, you all come,
you all come,
you all come,
you all come.
Oh, you all come and see us when you can. You all come,
you all come,
you all come,
you all come.
Oh, you all come and see us when you can. Thank you, friends. Thank you. And a mighty big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, tell our good neighbors about our big show for tonight.
Well, I sure will, Roy, because there's nothing but stars in the spotlight tonight. We have Rod Brasfield, June Carter, Bashful Brother Oswald, the Jug Band, and the entire Opry gang.
And I brought along not one, but three of my favorites and yours, the Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack, and the Queen of Country Music, Miss Kitty Wells. Thank you very much. Our good friends will be along in just a few minutes. But first, there's a fella here who just can't wait any longer. Believe me. He hasn't been around in a few weeks, and he's got so many yarns to spin that there's just no putting him off. Here he is, that Hohenwald heartthrob, Rod Brasfield. Thank you for that kind music. Hi, Mr. Acuff.
Hello, Rod.
Why, Ned, it's good to see you.
Good to see a cowboy.
It's Yeah, it is, right. I had a good horse, and he run out between me. Say, Roy, I've been up in Arkansas and Missouri for a couple of weeks. Boy, you ought to have been with me. I had a time.
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, I checked in a hotel there. The hotel had a big sign out in front of it. Says, air conditioned.
Air conditioning.
And, brother, it was. I never seen air in such a condition in my life. I'm telling you the truth. But, Roy, it was sure a fine little hotel.
Uh-huh.
Just as modern as it could be.
Modern.
Everything was run by push button.
Really?
Yeah, I pushed a button and out come a towel. I pushed another button and out come the maid. I pushed the maid and out come my tea.
Rod, what town were you in?
What town?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a little town up there in Arkansas, Shirttail, Arkansas.
Shirttail, Arkansas?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Right near the county seat. No. Roy, I run into an old boy up there, and me and him went fishing, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the first thing I knowed, I run up on a great big old snake there. I seen a snake.
A snake?
Yeah, the only thing was, it wasn't a snake.
Uh-huh.
It was just a curled-up old big stick.
Boy, you were lucky.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because the stick that I picked up to kill it with was a snake.
Oh.
You know something, Roy? Me and my gal, Susie...
I don't know whether I do or not.
Me and my gal, Susie, we're going to have us some fun tonight, boy.
Fun?
Yeah, I've got three tickets to the theater.
Three?
Yeah, one for her daddy, one for her mommy, and one for her little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, me and Susie are going to have fun tonight.
You know, speaking of Susie, Roy, day before yesterday was her birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Roy, I felt plumb bad about it. I did. I felt plumb
bad
about it.
What makes you feel bad, Roy?
Because, we see, I didn't have enough money to send her something real nice for her birthday.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I just sent her an X-ray picture of my chest.
An X-ray picture of your chest?
Yeah.
What'd you do that for?
Well, I wanted her to know that my heart was in the right place. Roy, do you ever dream much?
Once in a while.
I had an awful dream last night. I dreamed I went to the BVD Islands.
BVD Islands?
Yeah.
What's that?
You know, the West Indies. Well, I declare, I've got to go, Miss Acuff. It sure has been nice of visiting with y'all. It's
been fun to be with you, Roy.
Before I go, can I leave a little thought with all the men folks?
You must. Yes, that's a must.
Well, here it is. If your wife insists on learning to drive, don't stand in the way.
Say, Roy, do you realize that most opera performers have had years of training?
Grant, you're looking at one.
I sure am. And how about that Prince Albert smoking tobacco, Roy? You know, of course, that PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. But did you know that Prince Albert's special process to hold and heighten the natural flavor of fine tobacco was developed over a period of 50 years? Well, yes, sir, that helps to explain why you get natural tobacco taste with every pipe full of Prince Albert. And PA is sure to be cool and comfortable every time.
Grant, I know all that, just like I know that PA is crimp cut to pack neat and firm in the pipe. Smoke smooth and long burning.
Well, all you pipe and makin's men, how about enjoying the pleasure of natural tobacco taste? Ask for Prince Albert. Taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. That's Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, here comes two fellas now who need no fancy words to introduce them. You all know them that by the good country harmony that they bring to you. Let's have a great big welcome for our friends Johnny and Jack. Johnny and Jack have a very lovely little lady that's going to help them out, Miss Ruby Wells, as they sing Love, Love, Love.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love.
Sally Gooden.
out in your throwing. Swing on a corner, swing on a gate, swing your partner, don't be late. Your partner, not your fool, who ran your cup and her cup. Balance on your corner. Ah, big runner, ladies, get around again. Chase the rabbit, chase the squirrel, chase that pretty girl around the world. Swing with the people, they swing. Everybody swing your partner. Circle there. Forehands over. Promenade over.
You know, we always look forward to another time on the Grand Ole Opry, and that time when we pause for a minute to do one of our favorite sacred songs. Tonight we'd like to go back and pull out an old one for you with all the entire gang helping out. I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is over.
Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Roy, do you find that you sometimes get tired of certain things?
Well, sometimes, but one thing I never tire of, Grant, that's Prince Albert's natural tobacco taste in a making cigarette.
Well, you got a lot of company there, Roy. Makin's men just naturally go for PA and their OCB paper. They know that nature herself put the flavor in PA. And they know that Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of the tobacco.
Another thing I like is that PA is crimp cut to roll easy and won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Hey, it's too quiet around here. What's happened to the jug band? What are you waiting for? How about cutting loose on your version of 30 Days, Joseph?
I'm gonna give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up the gypsy woman on the telephone. She's gonna send out a worldwide news that a big fairy thing never sent you. Gonna see you get back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. That 30 days. I'm gonna see you get back home in 30 days. She's gonna send out a worldwide news that a big fairy thing never sent you. Gonna see you get back home in 30 days. Oh, morning. I done been to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. I'm gonna put a cross traffic in you. That'll be the very thing that'll save you. Gonna see you get back home in 30 days.
Oh,
30 days. Yeah, 30 days. I'm gonna see you get back home in 30 days. I'm gonna put a cross traffic in you. That'll be the very thing that'll save you. Gonna see you get back home in 30 days. FBI is personal grudge. Now, if I don't give me no consolation, I'm going to take it to the United Nations. I'm going to see you get back home in 30 days. About 30 days. Yeah, 30 days. I'm going to see you get back home in 30 days. Now, if I don't give me no consolation, I'm going to take it to the United Nations. I'm going to see you get back home in 30 days.
Say, I've been waiting for somebody all evening, and I think she's finally arrived. I bet you all will agree that a prettier little lady than this one can't be found anywhere. I'd like the idea of a great big welcome to her, Miss June Connor!
Where'd that old feisty Rod Brasfield go at anyway?
I think he slipped off.
You know, poor old thing, he's been over there in Arkansas, Pickens, Arkansas, working on that movie over there, and I think he's lost all his marbles.
No.
Yes, sir.
No.
Yeah. If he ain't, they've all rolled over to one side. No kidding. You all don't know what's happened to Rodney since he's been over there. He's running around backstage, I mean, to go with the banana sticking out his ear.
Banana?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Just had that old high-fine-looking hat on, that banana sticking out his ear. I said, Rod, excuse me, old buddy, you got a banana in your ear. He said, wait, say, honey. I said, you got a banana in your ear. He said, huh? I said, you've got a banana in your ear. He said, I can't hear you, honey. I got a banana in my ear. You know, a lot of the folks from the Grand Ole Opry's over there in Pickens, Arkansas. Eddie Hill's over there, too.
Is Eddie over there?
Yeah, he's over there. He's been picking that guitar on that movie over there. He's picked that guitar. His hand swelled up. His hand swelled up about 5 times the size that it ought to be.
Really?
Yes, sir. Great big old swelled up hand there. And he went down to the doctor, and he told the doctor, he said, oh, buddy, he said, look at my hand there. What's the matter with it? And the doctor looked at it, and he said, oh, my goodness, said, young man, that's terrible. That's awful. That's terrible. And he went over, and he got about 3 great big old doctor books out off of the shelf, and he come back, and he thumbed all through them, and he said, said, this is bad, young man. This is really bad. Eddie said, well, what's the matter with my hand? He went back, and he got 3 more books, and he looked all through them, thumbed through them. Eddie said, well, don't just stand there like that. Tell me, man, said, what's wrong with my hand? And the doctor said, young man, have you had this before? Eddie said, well, yes, sir, I have. He said, well, you've got it again.
Say, June. All right, thank you, thank you. Say, June, whatever happened to that fine-looking young gentleman that I introduced you to?
Oh, I ain't going with him no more, Roy.
Not going with him anymore.
Shoot, no, buddy, I ain't going with him no more.
Oh.
I ain't going with him at all, buddy.
I'm sorry to hear it.
No. Not me, uh-uh. Well, you wouldn't want to go with somebody that's knock-kneed and pigeon-toed and ugly and stupid and hard to get along with, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, he didn't either. Oh. I'm all sad about it. I'm still smiling, though, in a way. I'm really smiling. I have been smiling since I was about 5 years old.
Well, you're always able to smile.
Yeah, since I swallowed a banana sideways.
Oh,
no, I wrote a poem about my unfortunate love affair, and I'd like to say it, please.
Well, we'd be glad to hear it.
All right, it goes this way. Me feller flewed. He dewed me dirt. Me never knewed he was a flirt. To those in love, I now forbid... Lest you get dude like I got did.
Thank you, June Carter. Mighty fine. Miss Kitty, There's one fellow here. Oh, well, wait a minute. I want to scoot back up here and say that we're all surrounded by pretty little ladies this evening. We got one coming out now to join us that I know every one of you are anxiously waiting to see and hear. She's known to you as the queen of country music. Make her happy. Meet Miss Kitty Wells. Thank you very much. And tonight, Kitty sings one of her fine recordings, Searching. That's mighty fine. Thank you very much, Miss Kitty Wells. Say, there's one fellow we haven't heard from this evening, and I think it's high time he got out that old five-string banjo of his and did a little plunking for us. He's known to you as the Casanova of the Cumberlands. Come on out here, bashful Brother Oswald, and cut loose on Columbus Stockade Blues.
Well, it is a way down Columbus, Georgia, on his back in Tennessee. Way down Columbus Stockade, friend, now turn your backs on me. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. In your heart, you love another. Leave me, darling, I don't mind. I'm playing. Last night, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke, I was mistaken. I was peeping through the bars. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. In your heart, you love another. Leave me, little darling, I don't mind.
Friends, we'd like to remind you now that our country has some very important elections coming up soon. We know that you'll appreciate this reminder to register, because if you are not registered, you can't vote. And voting is a right none of us Americans want to lose. See you at the polls.
Thank you, Grant Turner. That's mighty good advice to all of you. We sure have been having a merry time with music making this evening. So now if all the gang will come out and join me, I'd just like to tell you what we'd all like you to do. Stay a little longer, boys. Stay all night and stay a little longer.
ought to see my blue-eyed Sally. She lives away down in Shinbone Alley. The number on the gate, the number on the door. The next stop round is a grocery store.
That's all right, little longer. That's all right, little longer. Come on, cross the corner. I don't see why don't stay a little longer.
Can't go home if you go by the mill. The bridge is washed out at the bottom of the hill. The big creek's up, the little creek's level. Found my corn, picked up my son.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. That's all right, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, go in the corner. And don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
Sitting in the window, singing them a love. When a water bucket fell from the window up above. A mule and a grasshopper eating ice cream. The mule got sick, they laid him on the beam.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, go in the corner. Now they don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
Winds things up for us this evening, friends, but we sure enjoyed visiting with you and hope you've had a little fun, too. Next week, Mr. Carl Smith will be driving the old buckboard. We'll be bringing along another one of your fine favorite spiritual singers, Miss Martha Carson. Till then, this is Roy Akel speaking for all the Smoky Mountain boys, Johnny and Jack, Kitty Wells, and everybody, and saying we'll see you at the same time next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
Today's the day for you to win with Cavalier, the new all-new king-size cigarette.
You're bound to win greater smoking enjoyment with Cavalier's great new blend, because new Cavalier gives you great taste. You get the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, the new, all-new Cavalier is a great smoke.
Light up an all-new Cavalier. Right off, you'll get the pleasure of rich tobacco taste that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
So smooth, so full, so natural tasting, puff after puff, smoke after smoke.
Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Look for the smart new Cavalier pack in red, white, and gold. Win greater smoking enjoyment with the new, all-new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste. This program is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville.